Summary of Sunni Concepts. The excesses of the Sufis in the actions of the hearts. The righteous predecessors, may God be pleased with them, also took care of hearts, their deeds and their conditions. Sufis also took care of this. But they exaggerated it beyond the limits of the Quran and Sunnah in describing and detailing the actions of the hearts. Therefore, they strayed into that field and strayed from where they sought guidance. You can hardly find any of the actions of the hearts that do not involve error and deviation in them. Firstly, they are misled into contentment, where they exceeded the limit in being satisfied with God's will and destiny. They confused God's universal will with His legal will. They believed that it was necessary to accept disbelief, immorality, and disobedience, under the pretext that if satisfaction with it was not required, it would not have occurred in the universe. Thus, they fell into pure algebra under the guise of vague, precious statements in that regard, such as witnesses to universal truth and insight into God's secret and destiny. Secondly, their misguidance in the love of God. Their glorification of it led to contempt for both fear and hope. I mean the fear of God Almighty, His punishment, and the hope of His paradise and reward. They considered this to be the weakest position for those seeking God. They claimed that worshipping God is for Himself only, neither out of greed for His paradise nor fear of His hell. They made the pinnacle of love the annihilation of the Beloved. According to them, it is specific to the saints of God only. Their status among them is higher than that of the prophets. Because of this misguidance on their part in love, the predecessors said about them, "Whoever worships God with love alone is a heretic. The correct thing is to worship God with love, fear, and hope." Thirdly, their misguidance in trusting in God, where they turned trust into cheap trust and begging. They intentionally caused harm to themselves by leaving them for legitimate reasons in supplication, which is the greatest and core of worship. In addition to their neglect of the greatest levels of trust, it is trusting in God to establish His religion and striving in His cause, and resistance to infidelity and corruption, as was the trust of the prophets, peace be upon them. Fourthly, their misguidance in asceticism, where they took it away from being a positive heart work to a negative appearance that deprives good women of livelihood. They also forbade seeking knowledge. They claimed that whoever engages in it is subject to Sharia law. As for them, they have the truth, because science leads people to appreciate the world, and he is distracted from the assembly of God. This contradicts asceticism. So they made asceticism poverty and ignorance. They called themselves the poor.